This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning and welcome. Hour number two begins. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Plenty to talk about. Special guests all on the way. Want to remind you that the Bob Rose Show podcast is available wherever you normally download your podcast, Spotify, Apple, or the Odyssey app. But the main thing is, find it, click on subscribe. You'll never miss a minute of the show. Top story. Ukraine signs rare earth minerals agreement with the U.S. This deal fell apart a couple of times, but it looks like this is for real. I think that Zelensky is starting to realize that it really is to his benefit. He's not really giving anything away. He's actually kind of guaranteeing, to some extent, some protection from the U.S. against Russia. I think it actually makes, you know, I don't know if you could use the word leverage, but it weighs slightly in favor of Ukraine versus just going straight in and trying to hammer out an agreement between Ukraine and Russia. I think this is a plus, goes on the plus side for Ukraine. We'll see what the impact is, but you know we need the rare earth minerals. We don't want to have to rely on China.
Well, they kind of pulled a stunt of, you know, looking to threaten, if not actually go ahead and cut off supplies. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but again, we've seen it. They're all over Africa. They're all over the world. They're trying to get a hedge on the whole world on all these things so that they have the upper hand no matter what everybody else needs.
Well, think about it. If we're going to leave the world, and we are going to be, hopefully, the goal is the superpower of AI. And now to do that, you need a tremendous amount of energy. Mm-hmm. Well, Trump's exactly the right guy to be in a position for that. But you also do need a lot of these rare earth minerals to succeed in that area.
Right.
And chip manufacturing also, obviously, is going to be very, very critical as well. So, you know, we're working on solutions as we speak to issues that should have been addressed under the Biden administration. And, of course, they were not. China's also seeing problems associated with playing this tariff war. They've got Chinese workers that are out of work. They've got factories that are shutting down. They've got unemployed workers marching in the streets. They're not happy. Unemployment was already, before this all happened, a big problem for China's faltering post-pandemic economy. And youth unemployment is apparently really a problem. And they're saying now, at least some experts, Trump's tariffs could wipe out more than 16 million Chinese jobs. Well, but that's up to the Chinese government.
Yes.
I mean, it's not Trump's tariffs. It's their resistance to want to come to the table and hammer out a decent agreement. So, you know, Trump's tariffs wiping out 16 million jobs. No, it's the stubbornness, the unfairness of the trade between China and the U.S., the unfairness and the fact that China doesn't want to move on this. They have the opportunity. They can do whatever they want. But they're refusing to back down, with some exceptions. And I mentioned that earlier. Radio Free Asia on Tuesday quoted Goldman Sachs analysts who predicted communications, apparel, and chemical manufacturers would be especially hard hit. One of the biggest strikes and protest marches occurred last week at a factory that produces sporting goods. a company representative hastily hung up the phone when RFA called to ask about the current status of the labor dispute. Many of the protesting workers have grievances that predate even Trump's first round of tariffs in February. Unpacked back wages are a frequent, unpaid back wages, frequent complaint, often stretching into 2024. Workers at a circuit board manufacturer in Sichuan said that they have not received Social Security benefits since 2023. A group of construction workers in Inner Mongolia threatened last week to jump off the roofs of the buildings they've been constructing if their back wages are not paid.
That's kind of drastic.
Yeah, but I guess that's how they feel desperate, right?
But once you commit to jumping off, I don't think those checks will really do you any good.
Well, thousands of workers at China's EV giant BYD walked off the job in March and April, angered by pay cuts and poor working conditions. The protester said BYD reneged on promises made to its employees during corporate expansion. And Xi Fang, a survivor of the 1989 Tiananmen Square protest, told Radio Free Asia that Chinese businesses were in much worse shape than the regime in Beijing was willing to admit. So the blow of Trump's tariffs struck much harder than it predicted. And Xi also said conditions have grown steadily worse since the Wuhan coronavirus pandemic, which forced many businesses into a doom spiral of delaying payroll for as long as possible, then borrowing money to pay back wages once the fury of workers could no longer be contained. Some bosses even said that they would rather go to jail than do anything, alluding to the Chinese government's threats to arrest employers who fail to pay wages for more than 3 months. I mean, if they don't have the wages to pay, that makes it a little difficult.
Yeah.
Chinese factory activity is currently experiencing its worst slump since December of 2023. Cargo shipments are down by up to 60%, while new export orders in April fell to their lowest levels since the pandemic.
Wow.
So at all of these, you know, kind of benchmarks or whatever you want to label them, you know, they say that the common sense approach would be for the Chinese to come to the table and to lower some of their tariffs to work toward, well, what the U.S. would consider a fairer deal. I don't know that China would. I think they have maybe a different idea of what fair is. I mean, they want to be the number one superpower in the world.
Yeah.
So, you know, any dollar they can earn, especially if it comes at the expense of the American economy, well, they see that as a win. 7:14 on the Bob Rose Show, and Marco Rubio reveals obscure Biden administration office kept disinformation dossier on Trump official. And we'll get into some of the details a little bit later on this morning.
Interesting.
After we get into what's bugging you. Also want to remind you that coming up this Saturday, Hot Rodding for Heroes Car Show taking place in High Springs, right in front of the brewery there. That'll be from 2 to 6 p.m., and it benefits the local Marine Corps. And we're going to have more information about that because we're going to have a special guest. Matt Jacobson is going to be in the studio with us at approximately 9:05 this morning. But if you're looking for something fun to do, shiny, pretty cars and motorcycles.
Ooh.
Registration is $25, but say it all goes to a good cause. And that's that could be one of your many plans for Saturday, depending on where you're at.
Yep, sounds fun.
Things going on all over the area.
Oh, yeah.
All right, it's your turn. What's bugging you? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. You don't want to be one of those. Call in now, please. 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Welcome. 7:20. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Thursday, my friends. Plenty to talk about, but first, It's your turn. What's bugging you? Call in, air it out, get it off your chest. 877-975-9825. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now. If you don't get through right away, please try back. Good morning, Jesse. What's bugging you?
Yeah, I heard a couple of days ago on the in-between news that they broadcast between during the commercial. It sounded to me like Congress just voted to award the Medal of Honor to the 6888, the mail company. And that just really kind of bugs me because unless I'm missing something, it sounds like they voted to reduce the Medal of Honor to a participation award. And that just seems a bit, much for me.
Yeah, that's, that doesn't make sense. Let's go to Jeff. Good morning. What's bugging you?
I'm confused about the left. I honestly am confused about who they are, what they represent. It's really scary. God bless America.
Well, first of all, be happy that you don't understand it because it's irrational, but a lot of it's based on the teachings of Karl Marx, and a lot of chaos and socialism they want to push for and promote. It's not the values that we think of when we think of America and our founding fathers. That is for sure. Rosebud, good morning. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me, as most Americans will observe National Day of Prayer today, it couldn't come at a better time. Look what's going on in the Middle East. You know, the reason that the plane fell off of that aircraft carrier in the Red Sea the other day is because China, using their spy satellites to give coordinates to the Houthi military, where our aircraft carriers are, and they were trying to evade incoming rockets. And they're also having full military drills with the Egyptian military this week and into next week, Air Force and all kind of stuff. And so you have Egyptian Air Force, China's Air Force flying up and down on Egyptian side of the Red Sea. You got our three aircraft carrier battle groups with F-15s in the air all the time chasing down the Houthis. Bad things could happen. So I'm hoping that everybody observes the National Day of Prayer, and pray for the whole world because it's gone crazy. And I hope you pray for President Trump because I worry about the deep state right here in this country trying to take him out. God bless America.
God bless you, Rosebud. Appreciate that. 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is how this Hannah Dugan, the Milwaukee Circuit judge who escorted the illegal alien out of, the immigration officers, how she gets to be on administrative leave collecting her $175,000 salary, just like Congress goes on recess for their $174,000 salaries. We don't pay you to go on recess and play kickball and dodgeball. So that kind of stuff bugs me, these people getting pay.
I don't think that judge is going to be playing dodgeball or kickball.
Probably
it just doesn't strike me as the most
long-term,
athletic type person. I don't know what the rules are when you're being suspended. She is by the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Well, but it's probably like a lot of things, just like whether it's somebody in law enforcement or whatever, until they have proven something, they're not going to just pull your salary.
Right. Because
you're still employed by whatever entity you're
employed by. They don't like what you did. They suspend you, and then they take a further look at the case, although in this one, it does appear to be rather simple. You didn't want an illegal alien to end up with ICE, so you basically hid him.
Hide him in the jury room and then sneak him out the back of the courthouse.
Well,
that's really not a judge's job.
Well, and the thing is, a judge, I'm just saying, probably knows better.
Well, certainly should.
Yeah.
But, man, have you... it's almost frustrating to talk about it, and we're hitting a lot of them this morning on the show of things that you forgot, but these activist judges, these judges just doing their own thing, and yet the left want to go, oh, Trump thinks he's above the law. He doesn't have to listen to the courts. Meanwhile, it's the judges and the courts doing all this stupid stuff out of what should be their authority.
Well, when a district court can actually stop something that, you know, is considered, you know, an important national type of activity, you know, and it comes from the top of the executive branch. I mean, that's the reason why you have that power. And yeah, certainly all presidents, Democrat and Republicans, have used the power of the executive branch many, many times. And rarely is it questioned. But with Trump, now, of course, it's a different story, and they know a lot of these cases they're going to end up losing, but anything they can do to be a speed bump, to be a blockade, to be getting in the way of Trump pushing his agenda. But you know, it's going to be hard to slow him down because he is just constantly on the move. All right, let's go to Tom. Good morning. What's bugging you?
So I was watching the town hall last night on, I don't know, News Nation, I guess I watched it. And they had Trump and a bunch of different people on there. After Trump had left, they brought in Carville, James Carville, and he just started spouting this absolute propaganda garbage. And they were letting him go. And Bill O'Reilly, he just got up and he shut him down. And I never see, like on the five, I never see anyone shut down Tarloff with facts and call her out as propaganda and nonsense and talking points. Finally, somebody did it. And what's bugging me is the fact that nobody does this. They just let these people spout propaganda and talking points. They don't address them with facts. They let the other person run off some facts that are incorrect to try to back up their felonious argument.
Mm-hmm.
So it was wonderful to see O'Reilly do this. I miss that guy. Thank you.
Wait.
Bob Rose TV.
Hey, yeah. No. Hey, real quick. Chris Cuomo, how did he do in Stephen A. Smith?
I think they were both respectful. I was impressed by both of them. I really was. I was worried they were going to take some cheap shots at Trump. They didn't. They were good.
Thank you. That's good to know. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate
that.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for everybody participating in What's Bugging You. Coming up at 8:05, Sherry Houston from Santa Fe College is going to join us. You know, this is one of the top-ranked schools of its size in the nation. We'll find out what they're up to coming up a little bit later this morning right here on The Bob Rose Show. Along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on Thursday, right now. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 7:35. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast. You'll never miss a minute of the show. Download it wherever you normally do. Click on subscribe and you won't miss anything on the show. When are we going to get some relief on property taxes? You know, it's nice living in the Sunshine State, having a home, watching the values go up and up, which is great. You know, when you go to sell it, wow, you made a handsome profit.
Mm-hmm.
How the hell you're going to afford another house? Another question.
At a third the size at this point. Yeah, right.
So, you know, people are, in many cases, going to remain in their home, and they'll have that kind of unrealized equity, if you will. But what happens is when the value of your property goes up, obviously, so do your property taxes. And this, there have been ideas tossed around before. When Marco Rubio was Speaker of the House many years ago in Florida, he brought up that idea. And he also had sort of a remedy to fill the void. And it would have been, I believe, a 2-cent additional sales tax. But it would have eliminated property taxes for almost all homeowners for their primary residence.
Wow.
And he even had Democrats on board. And I guess at the last minute, the Democrats jumped ship. Might have been a case of, we don't want to give a Republican any credit. This guy's a rising star, whatever the case may be.
How about you do the right thing for the people?
Come on, man.
No, it's a radical thought.
Come on, man.
It's a radical thought.
I know you was born at night, but you wasn't born last night, was you?
Oh, man.
So this has come around several times. Governor DeSantis has mentioned it several times. And now House Speaker Daniel Perez is going to take action. And he's announcing a select committee on property taxes with an eye toward action in 2026. So there's not going to be a relief for this year. And I don't know what the expectations were, but he's putting together a group that's going to take a serious look and see if this can be done, if they will make it happen. But again, there's an issue with, you know, the Speaker of the House and also the head of the Senate. They constantly are trying to undermine the governor. And I guess I don't quite get it. But if you're undermining this governor, who is definitely, you know, following Trump's lead and even willing to do more when it comes to, like, sending illegals back and stuff, as you just heard recently.
A popular governor, which means, hey, guys, in Tallahassee, people like him. Maybe you should pay attention.
So Perez lauded the governor's idea, exciting and provocative proposal, he called it. But then he began criticizing the governor for not suggesting any specific language for this legislative session, although DeSantis was specific in saying he wanted a referendum on more than one occasion. As the weeks have gone by, the governor has yet to come forward with any specific plan or with actual bill language, Perez said, suggesting that the House will fill the void. Look, he knows how they're operating.
Sure.
They're trying to have their way. So he put the ball in their court, and then they cry about that.
Right.
Now they don't want the ball in their court.
Well, you didn't bring us anything.
Yeah. Because they'll find issues with the language, and then it won't pass. So he's like, hey, you guys put it together, and unless it's outrageously stupid or whatever, I already said I'm on board, and I would sign it.
Yep.
So this game is going on, and it's frustrating. These folks in Tallahassee, they don't make any money. They literally make like $30,000, $35,000 a year, a little stipend. It's a part-time job, and they've got to travel back and forth. But they're not doing it for the money.
No.
That always leads to, well, then why are you taking this time away from your family and other things that you could be doing? What is so important to you, you know? And it's just, you got to question that sometimes. And I think we've got too many squishy Republicans in there, quite frankly. But they're promising there could be changes. There's five types of proposals to help springboard the discussion. And they're going to get with counties and talk about an honest conversation about services and that. A $500,000 homestead property exemption for non-school property taxes, with an increase to $1 million for senior citizens and those who live with a Florida homestead for at least three decades. So they're looking at these things. Banning government from foreclosing on unpaid taxes is part of a proposal as well. Now, the Governor DeSantis has said, you know, foreign tourist and hotel taxes could make up for the elimination of property taxes. And that would offload the tax burden to non-Floridians. Well, we'll see how that goes. Finally, they are at least taking some action. And whether or not they get something real done remains to be seen. But we'll follow up on it. There's people that have had questions. I had one young lady stop by the studio actually saying, I can't find information on it. I said, well, part of the problem is there's nothing really official that has been done. There has been no action. But now, if she's listening, she knows they're talking about action. They're talking about announcing a select committee. They're moving in that direction. It's just a matter of how quickly they'll do it and whether they can get it done or not. But it's definitely not going to happen before 2026. CNN's Amber Ruffin, she's a host there. And apparently she was on ABC's The View.
Again, The View.
Well, you know, there's not a lot of conservatives that they'd be willing to have as guests is part of the problem. And then there's a lot of conservatives that, if they were asked to be guests, would rather avoid it.
Right. And it seems like a lot of their guests seem to have I don't know, let's call it a common thread of thought processes that we would not agree with, typically.
Yeah. Now, Amber Ruffin, apparently, she has hosted the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Okay.
And I guess she was being removed. Ruffin said, they were like, look, you were running your mouth in these streets, and now you can't host the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And I was like, oh, no, you know, this is horrible. I was running my mouth, and I was being careless. Then, as the day went on, people were like, your free speech has been revoked. How dare they? Then I was like, oh, my God, that's right. I do have free speech. So, clearly, this is not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Mm-hmm. So, did they stop her from saying anything?
Well,
I mean, did they, like, you take away the whole secondary gig. Did they stop you from your free speech? No.
No, they didn't. And did your free speech have negative consequences? Yes, it appears they probably did. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much how it works.
Yeah.
When asked about Trump's 100 days, Ruffin said, people are saying that Trump did a bad job 100 days in. I strongly disagree. This man has done everything he has set out to do. I'm black. I'm terrified. I'm scared for my trans friends. And people who know and love our neighbors are disappeared.
Oh, that again.
And that was the goal. And he did it. He did it. He did exactly what he wanted to do because I, you know, feel less welcome in my home than I did. You feel less welcome in your home?
Does Trump live at your house?
Hmm.
Come on. I mean, apparently he's living in your head because you're letting him.
Yeah.
Ugh,
so she said, no, he did exactly what he wanted to do.
Uh-huh.
He wants black people to be afraid, terrified, and he wants trans people to be afraid of him.
I thought in that, speaking of 100 days, that speech, he literally was pointing out an African-American gentleman and the people in his crowd that are blacks for Trump. Just thanking them for following him around the country and showing support. I don't think they seemed unwelcome or afraid. Or
the black and minority vote put him over the top.
Yeah.
Where he didn't just win the swing states he needed. He won all of them.
So these people that make comments like that, you're just trying too hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're terrified.
Oh, sure you are. Yeah. Well, maybe hang out with Michelle Obama. She'll make you feel better.
Another gorgeous day in paradise, my friends. Welcome to it. Happy Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 7:50, 10 minutes until 8 o'clock. Going to be busy this weekend, especially around Gainesville, as you've got 10,000 graduates. So if you figure some family members are going to attend, it's going to be huge, that will pack roadways and pack restaurants. I just want you to be aware of it. Santa Fe College, in fact, are also graduating, I believe, over 2,000. And that reminds me, we have a special guest coming in, and Sherry Houston, you're familiar with. She did a lot of great work for the Ronald McDonald Home. Now she works with Santa Fe College.
Yep.
And she's going to share with us what's going on at a school that is one of the top ranked in the nation year after year.
I just, you know, knowing Sherry the way that we do, I just hope that you can get something out of her, and you know, because she's such a wallflower,
very quiet,
so shy,
reserved,
introverted.
Yes,
never know what she's thinking.
Yeah,
But I, you know, if you could pry something out of her about
Santa
Fe this morning,
I might just be the man for the job.
I've got confidence in you. I think you can do it.
One of your top stories is rare earth minerals deal with Ukraine. Looks like it is pretty much a done deal. And that, I think, is great news.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's great news for everybody, for the U.S., for Ukraine. I think it's bad news for Russia, and that's a good thing. I think it's bad news for China. That's a good thing. So we'll see moving forward how that may impact things. Now we have a vested interest, if you will, in Ukraine. Hopefully, Vladimir Putin is wise enough to have an understanding of that, and perhaps it might bring him to the peace table.
Yeah.
Or the peace train.
Although, on board there.
Although Cat Stevens will not be there.
Seriously doubt it. He's probably still hiding somewhere.
Why? He's hiding?
Yeah.
He changed his name.
Well, I know, and he'd made some comments, and
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. They, whatever group.
Against Islam?
He made some comments that did not come off well, I thought. Unless I'm thinking of somebody else.
He changed his name to Yousef Islam. Cat Stevens
that's
did.
That's true.
And he adopted, I thought.
He did. Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else.
He might be. Yeah. But Peace Train is a great song.
Oh, it is. Absolutely.
Yeah. Secretary of State Marco Rubio revealed during a cabinet meeting that the Biden administration's State Department kept dossiers on Americans accused of serving as vectors of disinformation, including a file on an unidentified Trump administration official. We had an office in the Department of State whose job it was to censor Americans. He brought this up during the cabinet meeting yesterday. And by the way, I'm not going to say who it is, Rubio said. I'll leave it up to them. There's at least one person at this table today who had a dossier in that building of social media posts to identify them as purveyors of disinformation. We have these dossiers, and we're going to be turning those over to the individuals. J.D. Vance, vice president, he pipes up. Was it me or Elon? And he said, we can follow up when the media's gone. And, of course, everybody started laughing. But, you know, you think about that. This is Rubio speaking. You think about that. The Department of State of the United States had set up an office to monitor the social media posts and commentary of American citizens to identify them as vectors of disinformation. When we know that the best way to combat disinformation is freedom of speech and transparency. Don't worry, we're not going to have an office that does that. Yeah, this is, it was called the Global Engagement Center, and he officially closed it up in April, but earlier in April. But when announcing a massive reorganization of the State Department, the Global Engagement Center engaged with media outlets and platforms to censor speech it disagreed with. Journalist Matt Taibbi, for example, previously reported that the center funded a secret list of subcontractors and helped pioneer an insidious and idiotic new form of blacklisting during the pandemic. They would flag accounts as Russian personas and proxies. And what would they base that on? Like, if you described the coronavirus as an engineered bioweapon, or blaming research conducted at the Wuhan Institute,
right,
and attributing the appearance of the virus to the CIA. Well, that doesn't sound like disinformation completely, no, it doesn't. Does it now? Though Rubio did not identify which Trump official the Biden administration kept a dossier on, Elon Musk has previously railed against the Global Engagement Center. The worst offender in the U.S. government censorship and media manipulation is an obscure agency called the GEC. Musk put that out on X in January of 2023. That was a year before he endorsed Trump.
By the way, it was Salman Rushdie, the author, who had made some comments.
Oh, yeah.
And Cat Stevens was kind of backing the threat against him. I knew there was a connection from Cat to that. Yeah, so that's what it was.
Good research. Good job.
I do what I can.
Our special guest, Sherry Houston, is coming up next on 97.3 The Sky. Happy Thursday.